All right, so we'll say good morning. We're up to the last paragraph on page Kuf Yod Dalet. Al Tidame. It's actually a really beautiful idea. Al Tidame. Shetoim Anulach Shovalacha. Shekolkach Tiskadish Mehira. Af She'ad She'af Im Einecha Al Davar Aser Tabetna. Losu Anuoso. Kimosha Bikesh Tav Damelach. Remember again, yesterday the Piagetna said something which was really incredibly dramatic, which is that a person could raise themselves to a level where literally, even if they see something that is inappropriate, their eyes won't see it. They won't see it. It won't register. That a person could condition themselves to a level of Kiddusha that is so intense, that is so dramatic, that mamish, they won't see the rest. So the Piagetna says, we're framing an ideal by recognizing that it takes a lifetime, potentially, to get to that ideal. Dalecha ben Yakir is actually quite beautiful. Lo sha'anu toim. Rak b'nei olam toim. Lachshov ala olam hazeh asher Hashem b'ro. Kimin otzer shal taivas u'machshavos nitios ro'osu. So sometimes we have an erroneous mindset, writes the Piagetna, that the world is bad. The world, meaning the physical world. The physical world is filled with desires, is filled with wants, filled with negative thoughts. And ultimately, again, the physical world, all it really has the capacity to do is to derail us from our sacred mission. He says, "Umisharotz lavodas Hashem, muchrach lotzeis ulisrachik mina olam kulo." Now, when you think that way, that this world is ultimately negative, filled with desires, difficulties, and really only serves to derail you, so then at the end of the day, the only way to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to distance yourself from this world. Says the Piagetna, "Ubishvil ze kol yemehem tap of kuf tesvav rechokim heim me'avoda ukedusha ubishtusia olam shekuin." And therefore, as a result of thinking this way, a person could spend a lifetime distancing himself from the true avoda, and ultimately losing himself in the foolishness of this world. So the Piagetna is making a very dramatic statement, which is, some people have a very flawed outlook on the world, and they think that at the end of the day, the world is just negative. The physical world he's talking about, that if you really want to be a spiritual person, spirituality is really rooted in your ability to divorce yourself ultimately from this world, to divorce yourself from that which is physical. And says the Piagetna, it's not true. It's not true. First of all, A person ends up, he says, distancing himself from true avodas Hashem. But not only that, sometimes a person like that loses himself in the folly and in the silliness of this world. He gives up. We're going to explain what he means in just a moment. Domim heim lemishera ish shetiba es atzmo banar. So this could be compared to what? To a person who sees another person drown himself in water. Nebuch. Right, a person sees another person take his life by drowning himself in water. V'igzer v'omer, shamayim etzem rahu ba'olam, v'nivru rak lamis. Can you imagine? So Reuven sees Shimon take his own life by drowning himself in water. And what's the conclusion that Reuven comes to? Water is bad. Water is bad, right? Obviously water is bad, and the only positive benefit, or I should say, excuse me, the only thing that water is able to do is take life. That's all. So we say such a person like this, v'kama shote hu ish kaze. So we know how foolish is a person like this. Haim efshar lichios b'lamayim. Can you live without water? V'chi v'shil shem meshuga ze lo ishtam v'shavayim karoi. Then because this meshuga, unfortunately, because this ill person went ahead and inappropriately used water, did not use water in the right way. V'tachos lachios b'masat zomei chayim adaber. And instead of using water as a life-sustaining entity, Himis es atzmo b'hem nebach. This guy took his life with water. Ro'im heim amayim. Does that make the water bad? So it's a very, obviously this is a very amplified example, but a very profound one. He says, Keinu gamim ha'olam kulo. Olam shebara Hashemu. I will say the same thing is how you look at the physical world. You know, sometimes we forget that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the physical world as well. Va'af betachtis ha'olam b'chol akmi musav u'b'chol petaltulav nimtsoim drachim nechilos u'ma'aros asher el boro ve'el adono adon ha'olam movilim. So we'll say it's important to understand as follows. Are there dangers to us spiritually in the physical world? Of course. Are there pitfalls in the physical world? Of course. Are there realities in the physical world which could derail us from our avodas Hashem? Of course. But there are also many what he calls pathways, tunnels, entranceways to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the physical world as well. V'chol achisaron hurak ba'adam. She'ino mishtamish in divrei olam latov rak l'ras. So we'll say, says the Piagetzna, sometimes, you see, we see people who lose themselves in the physical world all the time. It's ma'isim b'chol yom, that you look around the world and you see people who lose their way because they become embedded in the physicality of this world. You see people, ultimately, again, who lose out on a spiritual life because they're so enmeshed in the physicality of olam hazeh. And so sometimes we draw the conclusion, this world is bad. This world is bad. Says the Piagetzna, the fallacy in that statement is that this world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. I will say, remember, it's not just Olam Haba that was created by God. Olam Hazeh was also created by God, which by definition means that there's Tov in it. The difference is, just because you see people misuse it, just because you see people engage with it in a negative way, does not make the world bad. It makes people a little bit foolish. Much like the guy who drowns himself in the water. The water, ultimately, again, is good. The water is life-sustaining. The water is positive. Unfortunately, this individual has misused it in a negative way. Halo yesh, ha-pasek machriz, va-omer iveles adam tesalev darko, va-al Hashem yizaf libo, halo yesh lecha drachim shemovilim oscha la-Hashem, v'rak atohu shemesalev osam. This world presents us with many opportunities and many pathways to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just sometimes we make the mistake of messing it up. V'lama o tisraim u tedaber sara shechas v'shalom Hashem bara olam shal geshem olam shi efshar la'avor v'os bara. How can you speak Lashon Hara against the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created? How can you speak Lashon Hara against the physical world that was created by the divine? Just because some people go ahead and mess it up, just because some people use it inappropriately, just because it's misused by man, does not in any way mean that it does not possess incredible holiness, incredible kedusha, and incredible opportunity for connection to HaKadosh Baruch. And I will say, understand, this is such a dramatic way of thinking. This happens to be one of the general cornerstones in Chassidus, right, which is this idea that people often create, or I should say, you find this, not people, but often even in Swarm, you find this tension between the guf and the neshama, which is a very real tension between body and soul. And that tension ultimately plays out between almost this tug of war between this world and the celestial sphere, right? My neshama yearns to be there, my body yearns to be here. But very often we have this skewed view of this world, looking at it as negative. Now the reason we look at it as negative is because as a result of so many of the things that we encounter in this world, we make dramatic mistakes. But just because we sometimes misuse Olam Hazeh does not make Olam Hazeh bad. The same way that even though somebody might choose to drown themselves in water, does not make water bad. And it's all about finding the positivity, finding what he calls the mesilos, ultimately finding the pathways, the tunnels to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are embedded in Olam Hazeh as well. He goes on, he says, V'chin v'inyanenu, Yachol ata lavo legadlos zos, Shelo tira es hashav ve'es hara, Af ba'otcha ba'olam hazeh. Therefore, says the Piagetzna, that we have the ability to condition ourselves not to see the negativity in this world. V'gam kol ot shelo nisalisa liyos tzadik gadol kazeh, V'lo niskadshu einecha shetabet nabara, V'lo tir'ena oso tucha lahagiyala, Im bialduscha tisragel bechassidus, Ba'afanim asher hashamnu l'cha. So says the Piagetzna, Shavuot said, going back to what we were talking about, remember how this all started? The Piagetna said that a person could condition themselves in a way where literally, again, even if I walk down the street with my eyes wide open, I will not see negative things. Literally, my eyes are open, but I don't see negative things. That's how much I could condition myself. That's how much I could ultimately train myself. But says the Piagetna, ultimately, again, how does this happen? Well, like we just said before, through conditioning. If in my youth I accustom myself to the ways of Chassidus, if in my youth I condition my behaviors in the right way, that conditioning ultimately allows me to live in an Olam Hazeh, in a this world, which does not derail my relationship with God, which all too often happens to us in this world, but rather, again, this world becomes a vehicle through which I'm able to bolster and cement my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody, we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in the last paragraph of Kuf Tes Vav tomorrow. People.